My readings indicate we are not in time and space as we understand it.
I think we've stumbled onto some kind of kooky mystery here. Let's look around.
It was in the year of 1982 that spacemen first discovered the Great Galactic Barrier. In the past 10 years, rocket travel to the moon and the mirror planets had become commonplace. And then men fixed their sights on a more distant star, the remote planet known as Volta. 5 exploratory ships went out, and none came back. Each in turn disappearing mysteriously at the same vanishing point. An invisible wall somewhere in the vast outer reaches that became known as
Awesome Log.
Carry on my wayward son, every piece when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest, don't you cry no more.
Då har vi en kassett. Och så stoppar vi in den så.
Och så trycker vi på
play. Och så hör vi här. Oj. Vilka grejer. Alltså, jag vill bara illustrera det fräna i att det är liksom alpstugefeeling. Och så sjunger de på spanska. Det är så galet så det är inte klokt alltså. Ja jävlar.
Sundays, holidays, vacation time. We must be ready every day, all the time. To do the right thing if the atomic bomb explodes.
Last night at the dance, I met Lori. So lovely and warm, an angel. Her birthday. I
pulled her close and said, "Will I see you anymore?" Then suddenly she asked for my sweater and said that she was very, very cold. I kissed her goodnight at her door and started home. Then thought about my sweater and went right back instead. I knocked at her door and the man appeared. I told why I'd come, then he said, "Son, you weren't with my daughter. How can you be so cruel to come to me this way? My Lori left this world on her birthday. She died a year ago today.
Fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
So this looks like the job for me. So everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so good without me. I say this looks like the job for me. So everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so good without me.
Today, medical science patches up mutilated bodies, transplanting human skin, eyes, limbs, even vital organs. Is the next step the transplantation of the human brain? Many scientists answer yes, but they pause and add a grim warning. For in the ancient folk legends, tales are told of blood-sucking vampires, crawling out of graves to live on the bodies of helpless victims. Is man now doomed to produce a race of ever-living monstrosities, worse than the vampires of legend? Will ruthless men and women of great wealth and power greedily buy or steal the living bodies of the young and beautiful so their brains may live on forever? Such questions may seem fanciful, but at this very moment, scientists are working on the answer to brain transplantation, and human bodies are used.
Är du redan på väg från vår jord? Gyllene flickan vet, det är ganska visst det. Hon får döden skit av Mr. Goldfinger. Aldrig nej, hans hjärta det smälter ej. Det är av sten, bara av sten, bara.
Your discretion.
Well?
But first, I desire more entertainment.
Well?
Ah, there is yet time.
When? The moon is almost gone. Well?
I know the laws of the night.
I would have time for my own pleasure. When?
Your own pleasure comes only after mine, when I desire it.
Well?
I am the sole ruler of the dark world.
When?
I state there is still time for yet another.
At the first sight of the morning's rays light. She is to be mine! It is so spoken!
Leave her alone, you fiend!
Fiend, is it?
If I could get my hands on you...
Oh, you could do nothing.
Leave her alone, I tell you.
Well?
Ah, she will be yours.
When?
At your discretion. But first, I desire more entertainment.
One after another, ships from Space Academy hurtle out into the far-flung regions of space. And now here is the one man responsible for the perfect execution of these operations. The Commandant of Space Academy, Commander Arkwright.
Spacemen, you can take my word for it. Every man on those spaceships is equipped with an official pair of space goggles. I wouldn't allow a man out into space without a pair. You see, space goggles protect a cadet's eyes when he's rocketing through space. And they'll help protect your eyes when you're heading into the glaring sun or bucking a strong headwind. You'll find dozens of good uses for your pair of space goggles. They're made of one sweeping, curved piece of colored plastic, and they fit comfortably over both eyes. So, spacemen, send for your goggles right away. Listen carefully and write down these instructions.
Here's what you do. Send 25 cents, one box top from Kellogg's Pep, and your name and address. That's 25 cents, one box top from Kellogg's Pep, and your name and address. Spacemen, write for your official space goggles today, and be sure to eat the spaceman's breakfast, Kellogg's Pep. That's swell-tasting, build-up wheat cereal.
1 minute to auto-destruct.
Give it up, Megatron!
Disengage this computer now.
Now leaving northern perimeter, number six. Repeat, number six.
Fuck, the computer, destroy it!
His brain is gone.